North of town, above a curb black road, we had some pretty substantial damage with some trees came down and they damaged a couple of our poles, and it took a fair amount of work to get power back up on curb black road. And just about time we're going to get that back. Just north of town on 47, we had some pine trees took out our main line right there. So almost everything north of the city was out for, I don't know, a couple hours, I guess, while we got those trees cleared and got it back on. Yes, we have trees down all around the whole city. It seemed to be just the weight of the wet snow was more than the trees could bear, and there's big branches and whole trees down all over the whole city. One of two things: either they fall on our high voltage line and cause the short to the high voltage line, which then causes a whole circuit to trip out, or conversely, they fall on individuals' lower voltage services going directly to their houses, and then actually physically rip the wires down or out of their sockets or their connections. And so we were dealing with some of those secondary services, the ones that go into the house. There was some of those that came down and they were still live, so we had crews scrambling to try to keep everything safe. And as far as I know, there were no injuries or anything related to any of the outages. It was just ideal conditions for the snow to stick to the branches, and then that weight ended up being too much for several of the trees and branches that came down. And when they come down, they're wet, and not only are they heavy, but they're also wet, which makes them excellent conductors, which cause short circuits. So.